SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the resolve of the Israeli people is ironclad after last week's deadly attack by Hamas terrorists.
I have been attending funerals and mourning sessions, shivas, and I talk to the families. People want vengeance. People want to end the Hamas threat, to uproot Hamas, destroy Hamas, virtually at any cost.
And he adds the Israeli people are absolutely determined to eliminate Hamas.
They understand that we will be sending our army into a heavily mined, heavily booby-trapped warren, a labyrinth of buildings and alleyways that is a nightmare for, you know, any advancing military. And so they're aware of it.
Dr. Oren was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also, at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump testing some of his supporters with recent comments concerning Israel and abortion. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The former president holds a commanding lead in the Republican race for the nomination, but it appears he's running the risk of alienating some supporters. He came under fire from pro-life leaders recently after calling Florida's 6-week abortion ban a terrible mistake. Last week, he publicly criticized Israel's prime minister following a terrorist attack on the Jewish state, and Trump described Hezbollah militants as very smart, comments that were condemned by his GOP rivals. Greg Clugston, Washington.
6.3 earthquake striking western Afghanistan just 1 week after strong quakes and aftershocks killed thousands and flattened entire communities. Authorities say this latest earthquake has killed 4 people. However, more than 150 have been injured. This is SRN News. A Christian relief agency at work in Armenia.
Samaritan's Purse has airlifted 30 tons of food, blankets, and solar lights to assist suffering Christian families fleeing their homes in mostly Muslim Azerbaijan to safety in mostly Christian Armenia. More than 100,000 people have been on the move, and the Armenian government is not able to handle the sudden influx. Samaritan's Purse is urging believers in this country to pray for the refugees and that peace will hold between the two neighboring countries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Family of a transgender 9-year-old in North Carolina suing state health officials to block a law barring children from undergoing sex change operations. Parents claim the ban will force their child to undergo a traumatic wrong gender puberty. And in Montana, a group of plaintiffs challenging a new measure defining the term sex as meaning only male or female. This is SRN News. Bird flu making its first appearance in U.S. commercial poultry flocks this season. Here's John Scott.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports that avian influenza, which is deadly to commercial poultry, was confirmed in a flock of 47,000 turkeys in Girald County of South Dakota on October 4th and at a farm with 141,000 birds in Utah's San Pete County last Friday. The outbreaks are the first reported among U.S. commercial flocks since April. Bird flu last year cost U.S. poultry producers nearly 59 million birds. John Scott reporting.
Investigation continuing in Denver in the weekend shooting that left 3 people dead, 3 others were wounded, and a shooting last night on the grounds of the State Fair of Texas. Dallas police say 3 people wounded. A suspect has been arrested. A weapon believed to have been used also has been found. More details at SRNNews.com.